This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans will jam the stores today, say analysts, on this Black Friday, the unofficial kickoff to the holiday shopping season. The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
Buoyed by solid hiring, healthy pay gains, and substantial savings, shoppers are returning to stores and splurging. Industry experts expect record-breaking sales this holiday season. The National Retail Federation predicts an increase as much as 10.5% compared with last year. Senior Director Catherine Cullen.
We're expecting, at least 158 million shoppers. Those are people who are already planning to shop.
The big question, whether supply shortages, higher prices, and staffing issues might leave shoppers disappointed.
Now to that new coronavirus variant that's been tanking overseas stock markets and prompting travel bans. It was detected in South Africa, and many nations are now banning air travel from parts of Africa. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma on what the European Union is doing.
EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is proposing, in coordination with the member states, to activate the emergency brake to stop air travel from the southern African region, while Germany's health minister says the last thing we need is to bring in a new variant that will cause even more problems, with the nation facing a massive spike in Delta variant cases already. Germany says von der Leyen's proposal could be enacted as soon as Friday night.
France is angry with Britain over how it's handling a flow of migrants who are trying to cross the English Channel to get to Britain from France. Britain is suggesting that France take back migrants who illegally cross the Channel. France is dismissing that idea. French President Macron saying simply, come on. This is AP News. As many Americans celebrated Thanksgiving, Native Americans were marking a day of mourning.
On the historic landmark that overlooks Plymouth Rock, members of Native American tribes from around New England gathered to mourn, citing centuries of racism and mistreatment that indigenous people around the world have suffered.
Slaughters of indigenous people would be celebrated by a day of Thanksgiving, and yet the history books call us the savages.
Keisha James of the Aquinna Wampanoag tribe says the stories we all learned in school about the first Thanksgiving are mostly lies.
Some Wampanoag ancestors did welcome the pilgrims and save them from starvation. And what did we get in return for this kindness? Genocide, the theft of our lands, slavery, starvation, and never-ending oppression.
James is the granddaughter of a tribal member who started the annual Day of Mourning in 1970. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.